they are quickly becoming some of the defining scenes of the COVID-19 pandemic in Vermont. Drive-up food giveaways from Berlin to Rutland to Burlington attracting thousands of people willing to wait hours for the Vermont Food Bank and others to hand out free food and supplies. VPR's Erica Heilman visited a recent event in Hyde Park to speak with people waiting in their cars. Here's Casey from Coventry.
I've been unemployed, well, laid off since the second week of March. My husband's been laid off about the same time. He's a self-employed contractor. And he did qualify, but he's still waiting to get unemployment. So, luckily, my boss was able to keep paying me through something, I don't know. So I didn't have to apply for unemployment, thank God. Right. So I have received about 30-ish hours of my pay a week.
Right.
But, you know, we have three teenagers, so...
What are you most nervous about right now? What are you worried about?
Paying the rent. Because he hasn't received anything. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll catch up with you. You go ahead. So tell me, you were talking about rent.
Yeah, we are, but, I mean, he's a farmer, you know, so he's hurting also right now. And, you know, so he come down kind of grouchy the other day, you know, because he's not getting what he was for his milk and stuff. So he's stressed out. So, you know, he needs his rent, which I understand. Yeah.
Are you worried?
Yeah. Like, I also heard, like, when I do go back to work, I work in a daycare. She decided not to open until July 6th. But even when we do go back, I heard it's going to be... we were on 10-hour days. I heard the daycare is going to cut down to like 8:15 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. That isn't going to give us 40 hours a week. You know, and even then, we're going to be cut down on numbers of kids and number of employees. So I don't even know if she'll bring me back because I'm like a floater type person. I float, usually float through the rooms and help when I'm needed and cover lunch breaks and stuff. Can she even bring me back? And what does it look like for my husband that usually will go work on people's houses? Like, they don't want people like that in their house right now because what if he's carrying it, you know? So, yeah.
This is Roger and Gordon from Hyde Park.
Is this the first time you've been to one of these pickup sites?
First time ever.
And why are you here?
Retired. Get food.
And... on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you right now about food?
Well, I'm on a fixed income, so
this refrigerator's empty.
I can use all the help that I get.
I brought Gramp with me.
Yeah.
People that retired 5-6 years ago were a lot lower as far as what they make now. They don't catch up with the people that are up there now. They never will.
Everything's getting more expensive, and if you're on a fixed income, they don't go nowhere. If they raise it at all, they raise your insurance, so you ain't got nothing. It feels like, you know, I was self-sufficient most of my life and stuff, and now I just need help getting through, you know, month to month.
This is Liza from Johnson.
It's kind of challenging having a child in the car with me trying to do her schoolwork.
What brings you here? What's your situation?
Well, I'm a small business, as you see on my van. I'm Mrs. Rathburn's Cleaning and More. I do mainly Airbnb rentals, but I do have some homes that I do clean in the Vermont area, which is Stowe, Morrisville, Waterbury. And I am not allowed to clean occupied houses right now. And that's my main income. We don't get state help. We don't get food stamps. My husband's working. He's a property and grounds manager at a resort in Stowe. Luckily, he's been working throughout the whole time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be surviving. The stimulus check came, but it wasn't enough to make the car payments and everything else, get the kids what they need. And so we have to come and get a little help.
This is Cynthia from Coventry.
Why are you here?
Because I can't afford to pay for food unless I go into debt. And it seems dumb to go into debt for food if you don't have to.
What happened? What happened with you? What circumstance changed?
I actually had just started the census, and we were suspended, and so I ended up losing my apartment. People are falling out of the woodwork to help, so I'm going to be fine, but I'm here. I've been sitting here for 2 hours, and it's okay because there are people helping.
Yeah. There's something ironic about the fact that you were working for the census.
And I've gone back to it, but that doesn't mean I can make up for the time that was lost. So, and also by doing the census, you find out a lot about what's going on in the back roads.
Yeah. What are you learning?
That right next to the sketchiest camps are McMansions, and it's bizarre, and the tension is huge.
Pardon me, ma'am.
This is Darren Farnsworth, the non-commissioned officer in charge that day.
We still got FEMA meals left. We still got chicken left. We still got milk left. But we're running low. We're running out of cheese. We're running out of produce. It's been very well. We've already pumped through about 500 cars.
Are you exhausted?
No. Yeah. The need is...
It's obvious.
And, you know, like our first day in Swanton was just MREs. We showed up with 5 trucks, 5 trailers. We started at 6:45. We ran out at 11:30. It was 5 hours before we got our next shipment. And we stayed there until 11:30 at night. So these kids in the yard, they're working 15, 16 hours a day right now. It was a little overwhelming at first. We never had anything like this. We haven't had anything like this since the Depression.
You got that for food, you got 4 pounds of that.
What's taxing about this mentally?
Mentally is the need and some of the stories. A couple in Swanton hadn't been out of their home in 2 months. And the last thing they ate was rice and beans. And it was 2 days before we got to them. They're not poor. They just didn't dare go out to go shopping. It gets you right in the chest.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.